Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Len. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Gary. Hello, can everybody hear me?
Okay.
Hi, Gary.
I don't know. Like, you made the effort to call into the call today and call me.
Gary and Gary, I'm Unpreachable. Can you hear me?
I've always said.
Hey, Gary, I think that Ron just came onto the show. I'm gonna hang up, and so I'm gonna talk to Gary Ron.
Right.
God bless. Bye bye for now. Ron, are you there?
Actually, I am, and I am sorry. I was on the phone with Chuck Vollmer from Jobonomics and Terry Alfred, the head of the Michigan Corridor Heritage Corridor for the African-American Monument and the Museum and the Heritage Corridor for the new project that we're working on. And we were rescheduling an appointment, a Zoom meeting for next week, and it was scheduled, and we had to get it done today because both guys were leaving for the weekend. And so I apologize that I was late getting on here to open the show. Gary Helfenstein, yeah, Gary Humphreyville, can you still hear me?
I was just talking to Gary, and I asked him, but you're okay, because I was concerned about your health. God bless you.
Okay.
Is Gary on?
Yes, he is. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Ron.
Gary? Good morning, Derek. Welcome. Derek was on and he jumped off. So anyways, Ron, we just had some scheduling issues here this morning with it being noon. Sometimes at noon, everybody wants to talk to Ron Clayton. I'm not that important. But I get an awful lot of calls. Somebody's got a lot of noise in the background. Is that you, Jared?
Hang on, I'm going to go on mute, okay?
Thank you. Hello, Gary Humphreyville.
Yes, hello. All right.
I'm sorry, I've had noon. It seems everybody's trying to reach me these days, so I apologize to everyone because I'm trying to set the show up. I have people calling me, and sometimes it's a real challenge to do both things at the same time because I use my phone and I need the computer to have the show set up, and I only have one of each. But anyways, we got it done, and I want to thank you, Gary, so you got us here today. Thank you. Len Cain, yesterday I received in the mail, I'll call it your biography. I'm not sure if your wife sent it out, but it has everything to do with the acknowledgement of you being named a Humanitarian Man of the Year Award. And I want to let you know that I received that.
But wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. God bless. I'm glad you got it. I asked her if she would help me, and she sent it out to the important people, which you're certainly on the list, one of the senior advisors, obviously.
Well,
wonderful stuff.
I've been having a conversation. Go ahead, Gary.
She sent it to me, too. Fantastic. Spent 45 minutes reading it. I couldn't take it all in. It's awesome.
Well, thank you kindly, gentlemen, and it's good to be recognized and nice to receive nice pats on the head or the back, whichever they think is appropriate.
Well, I've also been having some regular conversations with your buddy, Jim Kyle. And Jim Kyle has been sharing with me a lot of information about the incredible growth and projects and things that Intiva is doing. And I've been really, really, it's overwhelming, the incredible information that's coming out of what Intiva is doing. And, you know, the last 2 weeks have been a real upheaval in the money markets, the stock market and all that stuff. And if you listen to TV every day, you think our country's going to go under. But when you find out what's going on with companies like Intiva, you got all the reason in the world to be excited, positive, and honestly excited about the future, because our country has a lot of very, very good companies, and Intiva is an outstanding example of a modern-day corporate organization that has many, many facets to it, many divisions, and they are doing things to improve life at incredible rates of speed. And we can be really, really proud that we promote them. And they, by the way, they appreciate us promoting Intiva like we do on the show. And I want to share that with you, Len, because Tim speaks so highly of you. And we back at him because he is just really a great, leading a great organization with Alexander.
Well, we're happy and proud to be part of the program, my friend. That's what it's all about. We're here to serve.
I'm excited about the program and the opportunity that we're working on behalf of the Hope Collection. And Golden Rule Society will be involved in this project of the African-American Heritage Corridor in Buffalo, New York. And if anybody that's on this call has the opportunity to go on their computer and go to, and the very site is called, it's the Michigan Street Heritage Corridor. And that's Michigan, like the state, Michigan. Michigan Street Heritage Corridor. And they've got a website that tells you the whole history of that area. And we're going to be intimately involved with a project that's really going to be great, and we will be leading the way of a historical development that are around the world. People will be coming to this place where we are going to be a part of all the history and all the development, all the work that's been done to set this up as a new destination, historical. You know, it's right near the waterfront of Buffalo, and it's all part of the renewal of the wonderful history that we have in this country. It's part of what's great about America. So we're there, and we're intimate in the school. There'll be a school, and at that school we'll be taught things like what the Golden Rule Society has developed and delivered for years. And so I want everybody, and I want you to know that specifically, Len, that's what's included in our overall big picture presentation with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds wonderful. May I impose on you, Kynan? It's Michigan Street
Heritage
.org. Michigan Street something else. I missed it.
Heritage, like your heritage?
Oh, Michigan Street Heritage. Okay.
Corridor. And the last word is corridor. Corridor. Corridor.
Okay. Corridor.org?
Mm.
Okay. I just want to be sure I had it correct.
Yeah.
Because
I'd
like
course.
To share it with others, and I don't want to give them the wrong number.
Yeah. And that's where... That is where the Harriet Tubman, the church, the First Baptist Church, and the Nash House were the two housing units that was the last step on the Underground Railroad up until the end of Abraham Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation. Up until the day of that, this church and this house were the houses that housed the slaves that were working to get free, that would come to Buffalo and then got over to Canada. Once they got to Canada, they were out of the country. They were free. They had their freedom. Of course, after the Civil War and after Abraham Lincoln, that all changed. But up until that time, so there's a history and there's a church and a house that is a destination. It's a place to come and tour. And they have educational programs to talk about that part of our greatness in our American history. And so that will be part of an overall development, that Jobonomics included some educational centers, some economic development, business development that we're going to put up. And then there's a program we're going to – our last pitch is to put up a Freeman Street like they have in Las Vegas, where you go walk through a canopy all the way downtown Las Vegas, and you're by the Nugget, the Golden Nugget Casino. There's a street that they covered over. And that canopy, and it has all got electronic movies and videos, and they also have concerts down there, and it's all set up as an entertainment district under a canopy year-round. We're proposing to do that at this Heritage Corridor. So it'll include a lot of other sites. It's really, really, really important stuff in our history. And the timing couldn't be more, because there's a lot of people that don't want to believe that America is great. We have problems, but we're not going to let the problems overcome us. We are going to demonstrate to the world that we are greater. We're the greatest country there ever was, and we'll be the greatest country there has been, because we are committed to serving each other and honoring God. And I'm proud to be a part of that. When I met Len Cain, he like took me up a notch. I didn't have the privilege to be able to serve in a service, but through Len Cain, I get to serve. Well, that's what our relationship allows us to do. I kind of like get the piggyback on my captain, Len Cain.
You're courteous and you're kind. My friend, Baron Clayton, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Hope Collection. Wonderful man. You can't believe all the wonderful things he has done and is doing. And by the way, he's a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. And he's one of the reasons that I've been awarded the Worldwide Humanitarian Award, which just came out just a couple, 3 days ago. So we're telling the world about all the wonderful things that are available to them just by visiting our Golden Rule Society website. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you can share this information. Just tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity to visit our website. Very simple, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And there's no separation of the words. All one word, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And it's typically, you're smarter than I am, www.goldenrulesociety.org. Many gifts in there that you can share with your family, friends, neighbors, church, charity. And I tell this people on all the shows that I do. We're on a radio, but I always jokingly say, watch my lips. We're not selling anything. We're in our golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Mm-hmm. Been doing this for 50 years. We're all non-paid volunteers, and we're helping to make it a better world. And that's what it's all about. That's why we're here on this earth. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. And we're here to serve. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, because we are restructuring and relaunching, if you will. We keep doing it all the time, but it's called the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And we all know this world really needs kindness. And it goes like this. With love, kindness, and hope, in your heart for peace and joy to the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And somebody reminded me one day, said, well, that sounds like the 11th commandment. And a bunch of us listened and said, oh, what one is that? And it's very simple, what the good Lord said. Share the love that I give you with others. Wow, that's powerful and it's simple. But just as my mother said many, many years ago when I was leaving home after high school graduation to go into the Navy. And she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that is ingrained in my brain, in my heart, in my soul, my mind. Oh, that's all over. But that's what we're doing. And that's why we're having the kindness campaign. Lord knows, the world needs it. We don't need this murdering and killing and all that bad stuff going around. If we would just do that, it wouldn't be a nice place to be living, enjoying and loving one another.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, folks. So I'll get off my high horse, but that's what we're doing in our Golden Rule Society charity. Write it down. Share it with others. That's why we're here. Back to you, Ron. God bless. Thank you kindly.
Well, thank you, Len. You know, it's neat being able to ride along. You know, we're like being able to ride along. You ever see one of those motorcycles where there's the driver, and then on the side there's a sidecar, and the person that sits on the side gets the benefit of seeing everything the driver sees and goes all the places that the driver of the motorcycle goes. And, you know, they usually have a windshield to protect you from the wind and the bugs and everything else that would come at you. But it's a neat situation. I look what we do as the Hope Collection as that person that gets a ride in your sidecar, Len. I look to be like your co-pilot. You know, I know you flew planes, but there was a pilot that was you, and a co-pilot that sat behind you that was more or less what he did was take care of the navigational stuff and the big picture stuff. And watched out the terrain. It was kind of like your second set of eyes. But you got the experience being like the captain of that plane. And that's what you allow us to do every day when you come on this show. You allow us the ability to line shotgun and true meaning of it so that we get to experience the wonderfulness of touching lives like you've been doing through the Golden Rule Society all this time. Wow. Follow the words of my friend Gary Humphreyville. Wow.
Yep.
Well, that triggered something. Last night, Ron, we were invited and we were treated to a project here in San Diego. We only had something like 600 of our closest friends for a happy hour, and then we had a dinner and some speeches and all that, but then we all sat down and watched the movie, the latest Top Gun movie. And I know I've told this a bunch of times. When I was a Navy fighter pilot, I was the first Top Gun on the East Coast of the United States, and that same year I was the all-Navy Top Gun. And the tactics that we used to put together as an instructor, lady became world, nationwide and Navy-wide, helping pilots stay alive in combat situations. And I set a record flying 6 different airplanes in 2 days in air combat maneuvering situations. And that record still stands, by the way, which I'm very proud of, but that's the way it is. And those 6 different airplanes, all what we developed, the tactics that became the primer for the Navy's Top Gun school. And they used it in their program. And the program is still going on. And yesterday evening, we met the guy that was he's the fill-in for the Top Gun, the star. And let me tell you, we watched that movie, and I give it only 100% rating. So I'm encouraging every is listening. I tell your pals, it is really something. It'll knock your socks off because it is such a good, solid movie. The excitement, the action, the people, it's airplanes. Wow. Wow. So I'm not selling anything again, but I encourage you to see it because you're going to love it. And if you don't like it, give me a call, and then I won't tell anybody else. But that's what it's all about. And they gave me a very nice gift. They gave me a Top Gun hat with my insignia, captain, and all that good stuff. So it's nice to be number one in all the things you do. So we're here to serve, and it's nice to be recognized. And what we do is spend our time helping others. We're here to serve. So back over to you, Ron. I'm here to help. Take good care.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you had shared with me that you were going to be going to that reception, and I'm so glad to hear that they respect and honor you and honor what you've done, leading, pioneering, you know. Before you, Len, they were using biplanes. I think before that they were using those biplanes, those two-wing things, versus what you did. They had a propeller, and then there was propellers. And then they got the jets, and then when they got the jets, that's when they got the Len Cain speed. Supersonic.
Wow.
I'm excited. I do look forward to seeing the movie. Hey, Len, this may be a question you can answer, and maybe it'll take some research. Is there any chance when we start to promote the Cannabis campaign more that we might be able to use or refer to Top Gun in that when we do it? Is that a possibility?
That sure is, and we're doing a bunch of other things that are helping charities and businesses. We're not seling anything. I keep repeating that.
Right.
We're not here selling anything or looking for you to do. But if you are happy with all the gifts that we give you, one of the gifts is a discount on travel discounts.
Yeah.
It's free, and you say it varies what you bought on airplanes, on boats, on trains, on buses. And I'll give an example, ladies and gentlemen. One couple flying from the East Coast, or if it's in New York area, flying out to California. And they contacted the airline, and they said, yes, that'll be $1,000 round trip. And he mentioned, says, hey, well, I'm part of the Golden Rule Society's the Wise Traveler Program. All right, yes. It'll cost you $500. Now, I'm just giving you round numbers, not rather than to the nickels and dimes. But the point is, they said, that is wonderful. I said, well, I'm happy that you're happy because the airliners would rather have the seats all filled rather than empty seats there. So they said, okay, we'll offer a discount, get people on board. Terrific. And what they do is help out one another. And people say, well, Len, you want us to give money to you? And I said, well, here's what we recommend. If you take one of our programs, that's just one example. Another one is discounts on the pharmacy. Doctor gives you a prescription. And you go to the pharmacy, and he says, oh, that'll be $100. And again, these are just round numbers. And you say, well, I'm with this organization, gives discounts. That'll only be $50. Oh, thank you very much. Take advantage of it. It doesn't cost you anything to join and be a part of it. And people say, oh, well, you're just looking for a donation for the Golden Rule Society. Again, 50 years, none of us get paid. So I'm not doing it for the money because whatever we get, we give. So if you want to really make a donation, let's say you save $500 or $100, whatever it is, you make a saving. You want to do something? Why not give a percentage of what you saved to your own church or your own charity or your favorite people? Help somebody that you know. And this way, everybody benefits. Why not? And everybody said, well, gee, that's not a bad idea. But we've got another one coming up with what we call the Kindness Campaign that's going to knock your socks off as well, because we're offering free, of course, what is called the Golden Rule Society. The term is, we call it a lucky buck. And it's the size of a $1 bill. And on one side of it is an action plan for living. Now, the logic here is, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. That's all, a little simple. Why make the mistakes that have already been made? If they've been made and you're learning, you don't have to do that. Why waste your time and money? And that's at one side of the Golden Rule Society's lucky buck. That's the Golden Rule Society's dollar bill. And you turn it over on the other side, it's the action plan for business. And these are helpful tips. If you're going to be in business, why not learn from people who have been in? And what we took the professionals, the people who are successful, and we said, we need your good guidance. So we took it all and put it on the Golden Rule Society lucky buck. One side, action plan for living. We all need that. The other side, action plan for business. We all need that. So there you go. And it's free. We're not selling. I keep saying that. I'm rather redundant, but I want you to know. So anyway, and there are more opportunities. All you have to do is visit our website and take advantage. You'll see it, take advantage, and share it. That's the thing. We're here to serve one another by sharing. So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a lot more coming with the Kindness Campaign that we're re-kicking it off because we keep making it better. You have a good program? Yeah, that's fine. You just don't leave it forever. You always improve, and that's what we're doing. And you'll see and hear all about it. And you can share, and that's why we're here. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly.
Well, I'll tell you what. I also want to mention to those folks that may or may not know this, but with the Kindness Campaign, what was added into the Kindness Campaign as an incentive. You know, we really can make this really good. One of the incentives that's been given to Len to join, go on the Golden Rule Society website, grs.org, what happens is that at the end of the year, we're going to have a drawing, and GRS, Golden Rule Society, the travel arm of the organization, going to award someone a $500 cash award that they can use towards any travel. It could be used towards an airline ticket. It can be used to a hotel. They can use it to discount the cruise. They can whatever they want to use it on, and they're going to be able to take advantage of that because they signed up to become a member of the Golden Rule Society's Kindness Campaign. So I can only, that's $500. That's $500 cash, folks. And so I want people to get excited by the fact that not only can you have all the benefits that Len and his wife, Ann, have worked to create through the Golden Rule Society, that a family can get a $500 bonus. You know, and the cost of stuff today, that, you know, that we'll pay for right now, I know this for a fact. You can get a car to get from today to take it back from July to take a car, a rental at the car airport, let's say in Buffalo, New York, and take it through and come bring it back on the 12th of June. Now, so let's say today's about 30th. So 30th to the 12th, that's almost 2 weeks. That right now that'll pay for a car rental for 2 weeks. Compact car, and that's with Alamo. It doesn't have to be Alamo. I'm just saying that I happen to book someone for a 2 week use of a car rental, and it costs them $500 complete, including tax. So
$500 can be very meaningful. Someone's got to have a, you know, at the end of the year, all we knew is help us encourage people to sign up to be part of the Congress. And there's going to be more prizes. There's going to be more incentives as we go along. But, you know, the one thing about Len Cain and the Golden Rule Society, the generosity that over the years that he has demonstrated, and even before the Golden Rule Society existed, Len Cain was giving. You know, he's a humble man, and he doesn't tell you, but I can. Here's a guy that grew up in that Scranton, Pennsylvania home. Dad was a coal miner. Obviously, his mother taught him a lot of neat stuff, good stuff that he still carries today. But, you know, when he went into the Navy and he was given choices and he went in and he qualified. Number one, he qualified to become a jet pilot. You know, I don't know if you've ever been inside of a cockpit of a jet plane. I have. Now, I can tell the story. When I was about 14 years old, the U.S. Navy was auctioning off some of their property, and they auctioned off a Navy jet, a Blue Angel Navy jet. And they brought that on a railroad car from California. Might be Coronado Field out there, Len, but I'm not sure, but it was definitely a Blue Angels. And they brought it to Buffalo, and they set that plane, that jet plane, that was at that time would have been cutting-edge technology, and they set it on a pedestal in a little park by my house. And my buddies and I went over to that park, and when they brought it in, it was brand new from the Navy. They hadn't done everything. But back then, they took the jet engine out, but it was open. We used to go inside the tail where the jet was and play inside there. Well, then we found out the hatch, the clear glass hatch that slid back, and we got in the jet. We got in the cockpit. We closed the jet.
Wow.
Click. Guess what? We couldn't get out. We were locked in. Somebody went. They called the police, and Joe Nataro, his name was. We went to school together at Kenmore East. And but we were on the front page of the local newspaper because, now, that was the fun part of what happened. When we got home that night, Mom and Dad weren't so excited about us being on a Blue Angel jet. Okay, Len? We got our butts whooped because that was, you know, we were on that and people were, you know, wasn't supposed to. Later on, they sealed the cockpit up. Today, they spray painted it over. It's silver. You can't even look inside what was the cockpit. But I was in there. When it first, the first week it was in Buffalo, I was on that plane. So,
wonderful story.
Jet plane has gray. It was a single engine plane. I bet you if you saw it, you'd know exactly which one it was, Glenn. But it was one of the early fighters, and we got to be on that jet, and it was so cool. The wings were long. It wasn't a it didn't have triangle wings. It had straight wings on it, and they were fixed. And single engine. Boy, oh boy, I just remember that. And you could still drive by it. The plane is still there. It's a monument. And but I think back of that, and now I think of you, Len, that you were out there flying those kind of planes and more advanced ones. When we were out there and we were by the USS Midway, and they have a number of the planes that you flew on top of the deck. It's a museum today, an outdoor museum. You can go on board the ship and you can see the planes. And I know I have video of you standing in front of the plane talking about standing up for America and being a hero that you are, and talking about what great the Navy in your time that you were doing serving our country. And I can't brag enough with anybody that comes on the show, to let them know that you just weren't a pilot, because there's been lots of pilots, a lot less than most people think. Most pilots go on to work for commercial airlines like you did afterwards. Some became test pilots, and I know you did that too. But the key is it's a core of people that have done what you've done to serve us, and we, I don't ever, particularly this weekend, comes to my heart. I'm very sensitive today. This is our weekend where we do pay homage to those who have stood and stood up for us so that we can have this call today and Sunday go to church. And the rest of the week during the year, we can send our kids to a school. In our schools, they call them, I went to the Brighton Free Union Free school system that always honored those in the service who served us so we could be free. And I can't say enough that this weekend, we annually, Lynn and I have held a picnic at our house. And last time we did it before COVID, over 70 people showed up. I mean, that's a lot of people to put in a backyard in the city of Buffalo. But you know why they came? Number one, they were free to do it. We're able to share and celebrate and honor. Because at our events, we would honor. We make it a point at some point to stop, say a prayer, and honor those like you, Len Cain, that have so much, so richly enriched our lives through your service. And then at night, when the sun went down, I'd bring out a box of fireworks, and we'd have a celebration of light. See, it isn't just the fun of a firecracker. It's the light. And Len, you have continued to carry the torch magnificently. And so there isn't a time that we have this show, and I'm going to shut up, so anybody that would like to say hello to you, Len, and say what they'd like to say to you, I'm just going to be quiet pretty much through the rest of the show. So I want to thank you again, Len King.
Absolutely, incredibly impossible. Mission possible. Len Cain. While you was over there talking, Ron, I could feel you when you was getting your little behind tan, because I would have been right there with you singing in the background. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Yes, Len Cain. Sir, we love you. I mean, anybody that has enough courage to fly enough air miles to go to the moon and back five times, you can't help but take your hat off of them. And Lynn, every Friday when we have the opportunity and the privilege to be on the show with you, I get most tickled when you say, well, let me come down off of my high horse now. Man, if I flew a jet as fast as you did, as high as you did, and being that close to God, I would be standing over here saying, I'm so high, I don't never want to come down. So, sir, hats off to you, hearts out to you, because you are the true representative of what God says, this is what I would do if I was Len Cain. Bravo, 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 sir. We love you.
Thanks.
God bless you, Brad Dorsey. I love your country boy nickname, because everybody thinks you're trooper. And I love being on your prayer hour on Monday evenings. It is just a wonderful place to be, hearing the good Lord's words coming through you and your associates. That's a wonderful time. And good to hear your voice. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brad Dorsey is one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, along with Mr. Ron Clayton, along with 23 other gentlemen and ladies. And we're honored as to have them, because they all contribute. And whenever they do a good job, like Brad Dorsey and Ron Clayton, I double their salary. And as you know, two times nothing is still nothing. But that's what they're doing. They're giving from their heart and their mind, helping to make it a better world. And that's what we all should be doing. Just being kind with one another is helping to make it a better world. And Brad Dorsey has got this program, and he's associated with the milk industry. And what we have, and he's putting it together, a bottle of milk. On one side of the bottle, and it could be a 16-ounce, 8-ounce, whatever the size, on one side is the logo of the Golden Rule Society, which all showing who we are, what we're doing, how we're helping. And on the other side of the bottle is a logo. It could be a church. It could be a charity. It could be a business. But what they want to do is say, hey, why don't you get one of these bottles of milk? I mean, there it is. And people, they drink the milk. And what do they do when they're at home? They refill it with whatever milk that they have there. But it's always there as a reminder of their church or your charity or the organization that provided the milk bottle. And the Golden Rule Society, I said, oh yeah, I should go to the website of the Golden Rule Society and see what they're offering to help every one of us here on this earth. Wonderful organization, wonderful program. Brad Dorsey, continue your good work. You have been serving the good Lord for many, many years. Ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman, Mr. Brad Dorsey, and his lovely bride, and his associates, his children, successful kids because they follow the good teachings of their dad. Anyway, that sort of program, he goes on, he's well educated and just a gentleman at heart to helping others. And he's well qualified to be a volunteer senior director and advisor for the Golden Rule Society because he helps us and we're putting together this milk program. And it's just going to be great, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to hear all about it. So back to you, Brad or Ron, whoever wants to take it over, but I'm here to help.
Well, Lynn, when you talk, and by the way, Lynn, he's got his wires twisted today, y'all. He was actually talking about water. He was just talking to see if you guys were paying attention. So when he said milk bottle, we're actually putting it on a bottle of water. Because we know everybody in the world, it's not optional on whether you drink water or not. It's only optional on where you get your water from. And the Golden Rule Society is getting ready to be one of those major aquifers throughout the world because we plan on getting his old buddies at the military bases their own bottled water with a custom design logo. And nowadays, you guys, every time I hear something, I don't know what it is. I know the spirit must be into the atmosphere, but I heard Lynn say it twice today. I heard Ron say it twice today. And we just want to give a couple more shout-outs. It's a Memorial Day weekend. Lynn, you remember a guy named Burl Walk? He always
what a wonderful man.
Same...
Yes, I do. Oh, tell us about him, please.
Well, he wasn't reading out the Bible all the time, but what he was always saying to people is, God's greatest reward is serving people. And it does say in the Bible, if you read it, if I can help enough people get what they want, then what God has for me, he has for me. So that's why when Joel, with his infinite wisdom, came and started this show up, he told people years ago that one of the greatest things that he could do for the world is travel around the world and give them hope. And if you don't know or didn't know, now you know that hope is actually the godmother, Mother Earth, to a little cousin of theirs, a Siamese twin of theirs called Faith. Because if you do not have no hope, then your faith has nothing to do. It'll just sit there and not do nothing. But I can sit here with the powerful anointing that God has given me and said, Lynn Cain, I hope that you live as long as you want to live and never want anything as long as you live. I can sit right here in my garage and send a telepathic prayer to Brooklyn, New York, to Ron Clayton, or if he's sitting down in Puerto Rico or Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, or somewhere on the beach because he is a world traveler. But you cannot hang around people like Ron Clayton and Lynn Cain and Rick Reese without learning a few things, and I'm going to share something with you guys before we get off the air today. I'm going to share a secret with you under one circumstance. If the secret that I share with you, you tell everybody that you know. Yeah, yeah, because we've been running around here with our little Christian collars on, talking about it's a blessing to be a blessing. Well, you got that exactly right, because the truth is the truth until it ain't. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Shakespeare put it in a riddle. Y'all want me to recite it for you? To be or not to be. So we're to be a blessing. That's why we show up Monday through Friday. And Lynn Kane, he didn't never take no day off. He had to always have his wings ready to fly. And if somebody need to go, he'd say, God, I'll go, send me. Top Gun, go ahead, Lynn Kane, with your bad self. But we understand now, we've all come to that point of our life to where we really have to be a blessing. And if you've been reading in there, it says you shall be blessed in your going and in your coming. Well, did you not know the blessing is you? Yeah, it's you. All the time you've been waiting for people to give you stuff, and God says you're the giver. I'm going to give you exceedingly abundantly more. We're getting ready to walk into a season to where your cup is going to overflow. The stuff that he's given for you is not just for you. It's supposed to flow through you. So don't be talking about your cup runneth over if you don't understand that philosophy, that it's a blessing to be a blessing. And if you're supposed to be blessed in your going and your coming, the secret, in case you missed it, is you are the blessing. And it's not really that hard to be hopeful. It's not really that hard to be kind. It's not really that hard to be loving. And when you travel the world like Lynn Kane and Ron Clayton and Rick Reese is doing right now, when you put love out there, you need no interpreter. Do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give some love away, it comes right back to you. And solve that world problem. Here it comes. I hope you're taking notes. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just. Back over you, Ron Clayton.
I don't know how I follow that up. I'm speechless. I am speechless. You know, we have fun on this show. You know, the spirits of each of the individuals that are shared, and there's a whole list of people here that are listening in today, guys, that are hearing every word that you are sharing. And I love what Joel Griffin taught us, was that we could be a light in this world. You know, he created the byline, helping others by helping them help others, which is so unselfish, and it's so contrary to the world we all live in. And so when we turn around and do things like that and we offer to others, sometimes it's a surprise. They almost, people are taken aback by it because they're not accustomed. They're so wrapped up in day-to-day lives. And all they get is input from, I call them the negative personificators, and people that really just don't understand what we're here for is to be that light. And when we do that, we do change the world. Gosh, where did the day go today? I can't believe the show's over already. I don't know if you hear it. I get a little message.
So look,
a lady says,
so
yeah, 90 Ron. Seconds.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Since we're closing out here today, and the man of the hour in all of our hearts should be Lynn Kane, because he fought so we could all have the freedom that we have right now this very day. So, Lynn, in case they missed the show and they got the last 30, 40 seconds and they didn't really have a mom or dad to teach them the things that you learned throughout the year, Lynn, before you go, tell them what they should already know about what Golden Rule Society actually really their motto is when it comes to treating people the way you want to be treated. Give it to them one more time, Lynn.
Oh, I'm happy to do that. But before I do, Brad, let me say this. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked about the milk, but these are the water bottles that most people, you know, they take a bottle of water and they throw it out. They recycle it, what have you. But with Ron Clayton's program that Brad Dorsey, country boy, is so much a part of, it's a water program. And people do, they love it. because they have the logos on both sides of the bottle. And what they do is they keep it, and they fill it. One guy says, in our family, we keep the bottles, and we just drink milk out of it rather than just throw them away. So excuse my mistake there. But ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Somebody said, what's your philosophy for the Golden Rule Society? And I said, well, I thought about it before I put it again. But here it is. The nice part about it, that to treat others the way you want to be treated, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. You got to give it a try, and it's simply living the Golden Rule, treating others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect, and sharing the love that the good Lord gives you with others. Ron and Brad, you're awesome gentlemen, and I'm just such a honored and humbled to be a part of the program with you. God bless us all. Back over to you, sir.
We just enjoy being your wingmen, and that's what we work. We're in flight together to make this a better world. And thank you so much, everybody on the show. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you. See you next week, Tuesday.
Thank you.
Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye for now.